Welcome to the Family Life Church podcast. We're so excited that you're joining us today. Our hope today is that this podcast brings life to you and that you leave this message encouraged, equipped, and empowered to live the amazing life God designed for you.
Hey everyone, thanks for joining us here on the live stream. I want to do what I can to encourage your heart today. I want to talk to you about having God-sized faith. If you have your Bibles, let's turn to 1 Samuel chapter 17 as we look at a very familiar story. I want to draw out a couple points from this story that I believe can help us in this journey. In 1 Samuel chapter 17, we are in the midst of the heat of what is happening between David and Goliath. All the scene has been set. Goliath has been roaring against God's armies and David has had enough of it. And so we come to verse 45 of 1 Samuel chapter 17, where David is now facing Goliath and they're in a verbal battle as they begin to step into the physical battle. And here's what David says to Goliath. Then David said to the Philistine, "You come to me with a sword, with a spear, and with a javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. This day the Lord will deliver you into my hand, and I will strike you and take your head from you. And this day I will give the carcasses of the camp of the Philistines to the birds of the air and the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. Then all this assembly shall know that the Lord does not save with sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands." And so it was, when the Philistine arose and came and drew near to meet David, that David hurried and ran toward the army to meet the Philistine. Then David put his hand in his bag and took out a stone, and he slung it and struck the Philistine in his forehead, so that the stone sank into his forehead, and he fell on his face to the earth. There are a couple things from this passage I want to draw on as I encourage you today with the idea of having God-sized faith. The first is this. I want you to notice that David did not compare Goliath to his own ability, but he compared Goliath to God's ability. You know, in life, as we are facing giants, and inevitably we're going to face giants, you might be facing a giant today. Maybe you're facing the same giant that you've faced for a while now. And you're like, I need victory. I want victory over this giant. Well, the first thing that we have to recognize is that we don't come to these giants in our own ability. We come to them in God's ability. And so we need to begin to compare our giants not to what we're able to do, but what God is able to do. David said it this way, "This day the Lord will deliver you into my hands." Key phrase there in this battle. David recognized that this victory was not going to be won by his own ability, but by God's ability. You know, when we face giants, we can either say, "I don't know what I'm going to do," or we can do what we know to do and trust God to work with us to bring success. We can either say, "I don't know how this is going to work out," or we can say, "I know, I may not see it yet, but God is working on my behalf." What if every time you faced a giant, you asked yourself, "I wonder if God can handle this"? I mean, think about it. I wonder if God can pay this bill. I wonder if God can heal this pain. I wonder if God can forgive this sin. And the truth is that if you ever ask that question and the answer is no, God can't handle it, then you better drop your little slingshot and run for your life. But there'll be no running. Why? Because God can handle everything. There is no giant, no problem, no moment too big for our God. So there'll be no running. There'll be no slingshot dropping. And if you say in that moment, "Absolutely, God can handle this giant, God can handle this moment," then remind yourself, "Oh, that's right. He's in this battle with me. I'm not alone. I might be facing this giant, but God has got my back. He is on my side. I'm not doing this in my own ability. I'm doing this in God's ability. And then you can say to your giant, here's how it's going to go down. You know, I love seeing this in Matthew chapter 21 and verse 21, where Jesus answers a question about faith and ability. He says this, truly I say to you, if you have faith, a firm relying trust, and do not doubt, you will not only do what has been done to the fig tree, but even if you say to this mountain, be taken up and cast into the sea, it will be done. So why did Jesus use a mountain in this scripture? Why did he say to this mountain? Why didn't he just stop at fig tree? Just say to this fig tree. You know, fig tree is just a small little tree that produces fruit once a year and is dead half the year. He wasn't just saying your faith can get just a fig tree thing accomplished in your life. But he wanted us to know, even those mountains that you're facing, that mountain that you're facing today, that impossible situation that you're staring right into the eyes of right now, you can smell its bad breath as it's breathing down on you. Jesus wanted you to know that even the giants in your life, you have the authority and the power to overcome those mountains if you will have faith. And I want to encourage you today, it's time to stop telling God how big our problems are and start telling our problems how big our God is. Make today the day that you say, I will live my life with God-sized faith. I'm not doing this in my own ability, but I'm doing it with God's ability. The second thing that we see David do here is that David recognized that he had a part to play. This is an important point, and I want you to really pay attention to this point. David recognized he had a part to play in his own victory. He didn't just say, God's got this, and then walk away to let God take care of it. I can go back to taking care of my sheep, go back to whatever I was doing before, because God's got this. No, he recognized, God's got this, but I have a part to play. And we see this as he begins to declare and say, this is what I will do. This is what's going to happen. This is how it's going to go down. And it's interesting if you look at the language as David says, this day the Lord will deliver you into my hands. And then he follows it with a string of I wills. This day the Lord will deliver you into my hands and I will win the battle. I will sling the stone. I will do the work, but it won't be my own power. It will be God-backed power. It'll be God-sized faith that I go into this battle with. I might have to do the work, but I'm not doing it alone. God is with me and he will deliver you into my hands. Somebody today needs to declare over your situation. I'm not just saying God's in control and I'll let him take care of it and I'll go back to what I was doing. No, I'm in this battle. There are things that I have to do. I must engage in this. There's work I must do, but God is with me and he will deliver the victory as I work through this situation. You and I play a role in our own victory. And it's incredibly important that we recognize that we have work to do. You know, it's not just our own natural ability or natural power that's going to get the job done in a lot of cases. Sure, there may be some little things that we can take care of, some fig trees in our life that we can move under our own experience and knowledge and power, but inevitably we're going to face those mountains. Inevitably we're going to face those giants that are too big for us to handle on our own. And it's in those moments that you want to know you have the foundation and the confidence of God-sized faith that you can say to that mountain, I'm not giving up. I'm going to make it through this and God will deliver success into my hands. But there's work that we must do. So we take our own natural ability and we apply it to the best of our ability. But then we recognize there's more ability that we need. We need God's ability on our ability. The way I like to say it is this. We do the natural and God does the super. And when we do the natural and God puts his super on our natural, that's when supernatural things can happen. You know, I want you to think about the fact that it was Moses who led the children of Israel out of Egypt. It was Noah and his family that built the ark. It was Daniel that prayed every day. Esther petitioned the king. Joshua led the battle at Jericho. Mary gave birth to Jesus. The disciples distributed the food to the 5,000. Paul preached fearlessly, and John had to take notes on the Isle of Patmos as he was seeing this revelation. All throughout the Word, you see God's people again and again and again applying and doing everything they can do, but doing it recognizing that where their ability ended, God's ability began. And God's super on their natural created supernatural moments and situations. That same God is the God that you and I serve today. And he's no different today. He will bring his super onto your situation if we will lean into God-sized faith. We all have a part to play in the miracle that God is performing in our lives. And not the least of which is having faith. Standing in faith, as Jesus said. If you have faith, you can say not only to this fig tree, these small things, but you can say to these big things, get out of my way. Now, I hear a lot of people say today, and I'm reading posts lately on social media quite a lot with this phrase, God is in control. And I recognize that the heart of posting and saying those kinds of things is just to bring faith and courage to a moment to say, hey, God still has power. God is still in our moment. God is in control. But I want you to be watchful as you hear this phrase that we don't then have the mentality, well, that means I don't have to do anything. God is in control. Because the truth is, according to the Word, God has given us control. We are the ones that are in control. When he said to Adam and Eve, I give you dominion over all the earth, that means he gave them power, authority, and control. And so while it's true that God is still in power, God is still God here in this earth, he's not in control. We are in control. And the good news is that being in control, we can allow God to bring his power into our authority. We are in control. But we're not in control just in our own ability. We are in control with God-sized ability backing us up. In Matthew chapter 24, and verse 13, here's what we read. It says, the one who endures to the end will be saved. Let me read that again. The one who endures to the end will be saved. You mean God's not in control of my salvation? God is not controlling the end for me? You mean I can't just go by without doing anything and God will just control the situation and make sure I get saved? No, the Word teaches us that he who endures. You and I have a part to play. We have a part to play in this. We have to endure. We have to stick with it. We have to choose to stay in faith and not give up. And if we do, we'll be saved. Goes on to say in verse 14, and the good news about the kingdom will be preached. Will be preached. Here again, who's going to do the preaching? In another passage, we're taught that we do the preaching, that we're sent by those who send us to do the preaching, but it's up to us to do the preaching throughout the whole world so that all the nations will hear it, and then the end will come. See, there's talk today about, is this it? Is this the end time? Is this the moment in which Christ returns? You know, it may be. But the truth is that we look at Matthew chapter 24, verses 13 and 14, and we ask a simple question. Has the gospel been preached throughout the whole world so that all the nations can hear? Has that happened? Because if it hasn't, then the end can't yet come. And if it hasn't happened, who controls the preaching? Who controls the enduring? You and I do. God doesn't control the preaching. You and I control the preaching. God doesn't control the enduring. You and I control the enduring. So we have to be real and we have to be clear about what it is that God actually controls in our lives. We control our faith. And when we activate our faith, God-sized faith, it brings God-sized ability and God-sized favor and God-sized power, God-sized wisdom, God-sized clarity into our lives. And that's when supernatural things happen for us. That's when mountains get moved. God is in control. We are in control. God is in control of his power and his ability. We are in control of our power and our ability. And we need these two things to come together to get the job done. So we can either sling this slingshot that we have under our own might and power, or we can sling this slingshot under God's might and power. But either way, you and I are going to have to sling the slingshot. There's work that we have to do. We've got to reach in our pocket and take out that stone, put it into the sling and twirl it around. We got to release that sling by faith, let that rock go, and trust God to put his super on that natural. But either way, we're the ones that got to do the slinging. We have to sling it. In Zechariah chapter 4 and verse 6, we read a very familiar passage of scripture here. And I love this. When you read the whole story behind it, I greatly encourage you to do it. In Zechariah chapter 4, verse 6, the word of the Lord is coming to via the angels to Zechariah. And he says to him, "This is what the Lord says to Zerubbabel. It is not by force nor by strength." You might recognize that scripture as, "It's not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of heaven's armies." Now, when you look at what this is actually being said here, Zechariah is seeing a vision, and he's seeing a vision of lampstands that are lit with a light. But on these lampstands is a bowl, and this bowl is a bowl of oil. It's the oil that is giving the lamps the fuel to burn. And when you look at the translation of what it says, "But by my spirit, not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit." Here's exactly what Zechariah 4 and 6 means. It means that that candle, that lamp that is your life, Jesus says that we are the light of the world. And the thing that fuels your light and my light, David said, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." The thing that lights our path, that fuel that lights the path before us, that gives us the wisdom to step into a giant moment with God-sized faith, this bowl that Zechariah was being shown by the angels in that vision represented the Spirit of God, and it represented a never-ending source and fuel of power. Come on, think about this. It's not just the candle that's going to light the room, but it's a candle that has a source connected to it, an unending supply of power and provision and grace and anointing and favor and wisdom. And that's what it looks like when we connect our candle to the source of the Spirit of God. That bowl that's being brought up there becomes a never-ending source and well of strength and peace and joy in your life, not only so you can endure till the end, but so that you can say to this mountain, "Be removed and cast into the sea," and not doubt in your heart that what you say will happen. Why? Because it's not just my candle that's shining, but it's my candle connected to that bowl and source of the Spirit of God. That means it will never go out. It's my slingshot, but it's the accelerated power of God that's given that thing the speed it needs to reach its target with the force it needs to take that giant down. It's not by might, nor by power, not just by my might, nor by my power, but in conjunction and partnership with the Spirit of the Lord that allows us to have God-sized faith and accomplish God-sized things. So here's the question. What is your slingshot? What are your five stones? What is it that God is requiring of you to do today? How can you activate your faith through your own ability, believing that God's going to bring his ability to help make that natural supernatural? Maybe it's making a phone call. Maybe it's filling out an application. Maybe it's just speaking words and declaring this is how it's going to be in your situation. I want to encourage you to activate your natural today. Don't buy into the narrative that God's just going to take care of everything without our cooperation. No, he needs our cooperation. Buy into the narrative that says, "I'm going to do what I can do, and I'm going to trust God to do what he can do, and together we're going to do things I never thought could be done." What is it that God is asking of you? What is it you need to activate in your life today? Maybe you need to pivot your language in this season. Stop talking about how big your problems are and start talking about how big your God is. Maybe you need to pivot your faith within your home today. Begin to be more at ease and more settled, leaning into the trust in God that He's going to bring you through this season. This is not going to take you out, that this is not the end, but it's just the beginning of the greatest season of faith you've ever experienced in your life. I believe that God wants to bring His super onto your natural and my natural so supernatural things can be accomplished. Remember this, there is no giant too big for our God. Neither fear nor intimidation, financial need, health crisis, none of these things are too big for our God. There's no giant that's too big when we have God-sized faith. What is God-sized faith? It's just simply faith in God. It's knowing, God, I'm going to do everything I can, but You will deliver this enemy into my hand. I will do the work. God needs our cooperation. If we're going to bring this giant down, whatever that giant may be that you're facing today, if this giant is going to come down and we're going to experience victory, it means we're going to have to cooperate. How? By faith and a willingness to act. By faith and a willingness to act. God, I believe in You. I trust in You. You're going to deliver the wisdom that I need. You're going to put Your power behind my action, and I'm willing to do whatever it is that You're asking me to do. Because the combination of those two things is God-sized giant killing faith. You know, I believe for some of you watching today that the next thing that you need to do is take a step of faith to ask Christ into your life. You know it's true. You've wrestled with it. You've thought about it. I believe that today is the day that you say, no more in just my own ability. Now I'm going to do the rest of my life, not only with my ability, but with God's ability backing me up. By saying yes to Jesus today, admitting that we need Him as a Savior, and receiving Him into your life. I want to pray a prayer with you today, right out of the book of Romans. This is a natural step that you and I can take that will unleash God's super on our natural. Let's pray this prayer together today. If you're there and you would say, I want to receive Christ into my life, just simply pray this prayer after me. Just say, Jesus, I believe in You. I believe You died for my sins. I believe the Spirit of God raised You from the grave, and You're alive today. So I'm asking You to forgive me of my sins. I invite You to be my Savior. And I ask You to lead me in life. I make You my Lord. Help me to face down my giants with God-sized faith. Listen, if you prayed that prayer today, we are so excited that you did so. We want to know. Please text the number on your screen with the word yes if you prayed that prayer. And one of our team will reach out to you and encourage you with next steps. We love you. Church, I want to encourage you this week to step into God-sized faith. Face down those giants, not just in your own ability, but with God's ability and your ability to accomplish supernatural things. We love you, and we'll see you again next Sunday.
Thank you so much for joining us for this podcast. Our hope is that you are encouraged, equipped, and empowered to live out the amazing life that God has designed for you. We pray that this message was fresh air to you. If you made a decision to ask Jesus to become the leader of your life, we'd love for you to let us know. Please text the word YES to 740-387-7778. If you'd like to reach out to Family Life Church, please visit our website at yourfamilylife.org. Thank you so much for joining us. Have an amazing day.